Success is not a bad word. I've heard many, I've heard many people, many Christians, many ministers even say, God doesn't call us to be successful. He just calls us to be faithful. I mean, that sounds great, and it's true to a certain extent. It sounds noble, but you know what? God promised Joshua success. God promises his people fruitfulness and success throughout the pages of the Old and New Testament. So when you meditate on the word, God guides you to success. Don't be afraid of that word, success. God doesn't want us to fail, dear one.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you once again for listening to Your Place of Grace. Today we're talking about courage to obey God in hard times. To be sure, obeying God is always the right thing to do, but it isn't always easy, is it? No. But our Father knows best, amen? Now, when his assignments seem beyond our capabilities, we need brave determination to follow through. And courage is the quality of mind and spirit enabling us to meet danger head on, to meet opposition or the challenges of life with fearlessness, calmness, and decisiveness. Now, Joshua was a man who understood the challenges of obedience because the Lord entrusted him with the responsibility of leading the Israelites into the land he'd promised to give them. Although Joshua lived thousands of years ago, the Lord's message to him is still very much applicable to you and me today. See, courage is needed to fulfill God's assignment for your life and mine. Yeah, he has something specific for you and me to do. Why would Joshua need bravery to achieve the job God designed for him? He needed it because, first of all, he was stepping into Moses' shoes. After performing many miraculous signs in Pharaoh's presence, Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness for 40 long years. There had never been a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew, the Bible says, whom the Lord knew face to face. Think about it. Anybody who's ever had to follow a great leader knows how intimidating that can be. But Moses was now dead, and Joshua was called to take the reins of leadership. Conquering the Promised Land was a seemingly impossible task. Its walled cities were like fortresses, and the soldiers were skilled in warfare and equipped with weapons and chariots. Furthermore, there were giants in the land. And because of all these challenges, the Lord told Joshua three times to be strong and courageous. Although all of us face different situations than the one Joshua encountered, we each have areas of obedience that do require courage. Perhaps it's confronting a friend who's living in sin. Or maybe it's responding to a boss who wants us to compromise our moral values. Or maybe God is calling us to stand up for our beliefs in a classroom or refuse to give in to peer pressure. So whatever the issue may be, we also need courage to do what's right. Courage is strengthened by God's promises to us. The Bible is filled with wonderful assurances that give us the boldness to move ahead in obedience. Although many of these assurances were written to people who lived long, long ago, the scriptural principles within them still apply to us today. To encourage and assure Joshua, God gave him these following promises. God promised him the land. The Lord said, "Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses." That's found in Joshua 1, verse 3. So when God makes a promise, he sees it as already completed. Praise God. Oh, I love that. God assured Joshua of his powerful presence. The Lord said, "No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." That's Joshua 1, verse 5. The Lord also promised Joshua success. The Lord promised Joshua success in his mission if he would be careful to do according to all the law and meditate on it day and night. That's Joshua 1, 7 and 8. That was the only way Joshua would be able to guide the people wisely and protect them from the pagan influences that would surround them. And like Joshua, we need to read the scriptures to receive God's instructions in order for us to succeed. What does it mean when we meditate on God's word? What does it mean to meditate on the word of God? Well, meditation is a process by which we apply scripture to our lives. It begins with reading God's word and asking him questions such as, "Okay, Lord, what are you saying to me in this passage? Is there something you want me to do specifically? Father, is there an area of my life that you want to change?" See, meditation on the scriptures reveals any hidden areas we've reserved for ourselves, prompting us to fully surrender everything that we are to the Lord. And since God does speak to us personally through his word, that's one way we'll find out what he wants us to do and how we are to live. When we go to his holy word, his spirit interprets it for us in a way that speaks to our individual needs and circumstances. When we reflect on scripture as part of our daily lives, we can expect these following results. When we meditate on scripture, it quiets our spirit man. So instead of fretting and becoming discouraged, we can rely on the best counselor in the world, Almighty God. His words bring comfort and peace to our souls. When we meditate on scripture, it purifies the heart. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet, revealing things that shouldn't be in our lives. It shows us the right way to go. Amen? Amen. When we meditate on the word, it sharpens perception within us. Meditation opens our minds to understand truths we'd never comprehend otherwise. So when we search the scriptures, the Lord increases our knowledge and leads us to his promises. And in time, we can build a promise bank of verses that strengthen our faith and fill us with the courage to obey him. When we meditate, when we do meditate on Scripture, it clarifies direction. Oh yeah, whenever the path is unclear, and we need specific direction for decisions, the Lord uses our time of meditation to speak to our hearts, guiding us to the choices that he would have us make. And when we meditate on the word, it confirms or cautions counsel. The wisdom found in God's word helps us evaluate the advice of others to determine if it's godly and wise or if it should be rejected. When we meditate on God's word, it increases faith in us. When the Lord blesses us for our obedience and does what he's promised, our confidence in him and his word increases. Praise God. As we meditate on the word, it enlarges our view of God. It magnifies him. Meditation opens our eyes to who the Lord is. He's not just a God who resides in heaven, but also one who lives within us through the presence of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When we meditate on the word, it keeps us aware of his presence and power. When we listen to the Lord in his word, we will discern that he is continually with us and is constantly displaying his power through us as he works in our lives. And then finally, as we meditate on the word of God, God guides us to success. That's right. Listen, Christian, success is not a bad word. I've heard many Christians, many ministers even say, God doesn't call us to be successful. He just calls us to be faithful. I mean, that sounds great, and it's true to a certain extent. It sounds noble, but you know what? God promised Joshua success. God promises his people fruitfulness and success throughout the pages of the Old and New Testament. So when you meditate on the word, God guides you to success. Don't be afraid of that word, success. God doesn't want us to fail, dear one. Amen? His goal is to teach us valuable lessons that will ensure that we eventually succeed in every area of life, here on this earth and in the world to come. He'll take each experience and work it out for our good if we'll just continue to love him and obey him. Amen? Oh, amen. Praise God. Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity to share your holy word just for these few moments today with my friends and brothers and sisters in Christ through this podcast. I thank you for the many people who are listening to our podcasts and who are blessed by them, Lord. I pray that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out such blessings upon them that they can't even begin to contain them. Father, I pray a hedge of protection around each and every man, woman, and child within the sound of my voice today. Protect us, Lord. Keep us safe under your loving care and protection, and cover these dear brothers and sisters in Christ who are listening. Cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. Fill them with your Holy Spirit to overflowing. Help them as they obey you, Lord, to be fruitful in their walk with you and to be successful in every area of their life. And we give you all the praise and all the glory as we grow in your word, in meditation of your word, in feeding it into our spirit, man. Thank you for your holy word, Father. That is our daily bread. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Listen, dear ones, I have a brand new book that's just come out just over a week ago now, and it's called Healing Handbook. Yes, that's right. My new book is called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. Healing Handbook, Getting Healed Jesus Way. You can find my new book on Amazon.com and through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Buy several copies, please. Hand them out to friends, neighbors, family, classmates, people who are struggling with physical sickness or mental sickness, problems, issues. Hand them out to people who are struggling with bondages, addictions, whether to pornography or drugs, alcohol, whatever the case may be. Healing Handbook is the book for them. And it may be just the book for you, too. Please do pick up several copies and give them out as gifts. I promise it'll be a blessing to you and to your family and friends and co-workers, whatever the case. Thank you so much for listening. I don't take you for granted at all that you take time out of your busy day or evening to give us a few moments and to listen and to be, I hope, blessed and fed through these podcasts. And pastors, I do ask you to please prayerfully consider having me to come and to preach and speak, minister in your churches. I minister all across the U.S., and I'll be going to Kenya in 2022 as well to preach the gospel. So pastors, please do think about, pray about having me to come and to preach and teach in your church. And I promise you, we preach the Bible, the Word of God, and the message of the cross without compromise. We've seen God do tremendous things in our revival services and conferences. Please go to our website, Pastor, yourplaceofgrace.com. Check out our sermons, our books, our resources, our teachings, and the testimonials page of other pastors. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening today. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance upon you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home, and may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.